Hart and Magic Man on Rock 106.9 WDML at just about 8:23 now on a Wednesday morning. That's Ivalay Auto Sales Triple Play coming up after 8:33. Songs involving Dave Mason, who we have found out this morning passed away on Sunday at the age of 79. But as promised this morning, in studio special guest Angela Shrum with Mount Vernon Festivals, Mount Vernon Tourism, everything. Good morning.
Hi.
Glad to have you in studio here. A lot to talk about. First of all, let's talk about the big Mount Vernon Carnival, Spring Carnival, starting up next Wednesday.
Yes. So we had this the carnival last year, and it was out by Roadhouse. This year, it's going to be downtown Mount Vernon.
Okay.
A week from today, it starts. So you'll start seeing the carnival stuff rolling in probably Sunday. And then it'll take them a couple of days to get everything all set up. And then 5 o'clock on Wednesday, April 29th, it kicks off.
Yeah, and it's going to run right through Sunday, May 3rd, and tickets are on sale now. We'll get to that in just a second. Location on this downtown, that's going to be along 9th Street there?
Yeah, it's going to be in the festival zone, kind of where the stage is for Fall Fest.
Okay.
So that just worked out to have it down there. And then there's a lot of other things going on downtown Mount Vernon next weekend. So you can come make a evening or a day of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Looking forward to the carnival. And tickets are on sale now, and people can get those now, right?
Yeah. So there's a link at mtvfestivals.com. You can buy them online and then pick them up at Mount Vernon Tourism. And or we can make arrangements with you if you can't do that.
Okay.
Or you can just go to either Mount Vernon People's Bank location, Dameron Insurance, which is also downtown Mount Vernon, R&J Tactical Laser Tag, and get your tickets. They're $20 for a sheet of 22.
Okay.
And the great thing is Wednesday and Thursday are family nights, and each ride is only going to take one ticket those two nights.
Yeah, that's good. You can save at least $10 if you get your tickets in advance once again to the Mount Vernon Spring Carnival. And, of course, all rides take a few more than one ticket on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but it's going to be a great time.
Oh, yeah. And they're bringing more than 20 attractions. So,
oh, wow.
A bunch of rides, the Ferris wheel. I don't know all the technical names of them, but the spinny thing and the boat thing. They're going to have a little kid section for younger children. They're going to have all kinds of carnival fun games. You could, win your sweetheart a big teddy bear or something.
There you go.
Of course, the delicious carnival food, too. So
that's what I'm talking about. That was my next question. A variety of tasty carnival treats, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you've got to get a funnel cake, a corn dog. See, I might have to go back three nights to have all the different things.
There you go. So. Yeah. People don't want to miss out on the fun. Once again, mark your calendars. It is next Wednesday, kicking off April 29th through Sunday, May 3rd. And once again, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it starts at 5. And how long does it go till?
They kind of play that by ear depending on weather and how busy it is, but around 10 if things are going great. It'll be a great night. And the even best part is, well, I think it's one of the best parts, this helps support our other festivals. So this is what helps us keep Fall Fest free.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big deal. And then on Saturday and Sunday of next weekend, kicks off at 1 o'clock and goes until they decide, huh?
Probably around 10 on Saturday and I think 6 on Sunday.
Okay.
Again, check social media, Mount Vernon Festivals, Mount Vernon, Illinois Festivals. You could probably even just check, Lures, Ideal Rides.
Yeah.
We'll try to update on Enjoy Mount Vernon, all the pages. So
absolutely.
If something would have to close it or whatever, we would try to get announcements out everywhere. But we are planning on being open, and there's other things going on next Friday night, so we hope everybody will come down then too.
Absolutely, and that is Mount Vernon, the Friday's Food and Art.
Yeah, so we have Katie Hatch music that's going to be live on the common stage. Carl Bundy, one of our festival's board members and beer brewer extraordinaire. I'm sure there's a fancy title for that. He is going to do a home brewing demonstration, and the beer he starts at Friday's Food and Art is going to be served at the Mount Vernon Brewers Festival on June 6th.
Okay.
So you can see it started and then come back to Brewers Festival and taste it. There's also going to be vendors with all kinds of made and grown products. Mm-hmm. So this is one where it's just people, crafters and artisans that make or grow their own stuff that we'll have for vendors on May 1st.
Yeah, and that's this is the first one of the season, right?
It is, and we're going to be having them through November. There's going to be a lot of special events at them, so I hope everybody will be able to join us several times this season.
Yeah, Friday's Food and Art kicking off next Friday at the Commons from 5 until 8 downtown Mount Vernon, and the Mount Vernon Big Spring Carnival kicking off next Wednesday, the 29th. And going through Sunday, May 3rd. So a lot happening in downtown Mount Vernon and a lot more happening here in the coming weeks and months, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and that same night, May 1st, the Kingsmen will have their kickoff for their monthly cruise in by the Elks. So it's just going to be a great night downtown on May 1st. A lot of the retailers are staying open late so you can shop and check out. You know, some of my favorites are downtown with Kingdom Seasonings and Mod Threads. And I can't go into Rosie Joe's without finding something beautiful for my granddaughter.
There you go. Yeah.
Come support our downtown businesses and have a good time while you're at it.
Sure. And then just kind of looking ahead, the Mount Vernon Brewers Fest on June 6th. You got Paw Fest on June 13th. Fall Fest. The final weekend in September there, the 25th and 26th, which we'll have a big announcement regarding the music at Fall Fest. It's rock this year, so be listening for that announcement coming up, and then we'll get to Christmas time with the parade and activities on the 5th. So something just about every month, and looking forward to next week, the Friday's Food and Art, and of course, the Big Spring Carnival, Angela.
Yeah, come and see us.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming in, taking the time out on a busy Wednesday, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.